Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Collaborate 2015. Here we're live from the show floor at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. I'm Michael Lauer here with my co-host Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How you doing, Ryan?
Man, I'm doing great. We're just buzzing along here this morning, aren't we?
We really are cruising right along. We've had some great guests. We've reconnected with some old friends, made some new ones, and I'm happy to say we've had the great pleasure of talking with Venkat before. So, Venkat, welcome to the show. We have Venkat Ramanan here from NTech Solve. How are you doing, Venkat?
Good. Thanks, Michael, and thanks, Ryan. Nice to be here, as always.
So what are you liking about the conference so far? It's pretty buzzing, like Ryan said.
It is. I mean, you know, it's always interesting to come to OAUG conferences because, you know, you get to know quite a few things, you know, tips and tricks, you know, that people have, you know, with respect to whatever they have done. And then, you know, an opportunity for people to hear about guys like NTechSolve, you know, who have had fairly good successes with Oracle solutions.
Sure. So for the folks that don't know at home, tell them about NTechSolve. What do you guys do? What makes you so special?
Sure, Michael. NTechSolve is a Southern California-based Oracle EBS solutions company. And, you know, we were started early in 1998 by myself and a few others, you know, primarily from consulting background, you know, with a lot of background in Oracle EBS applications. I myself used to work with Oracle Corporation before, so that gives me the background to start that. So 98 we started, and, you know, we are based out of Artesia, California, and we provide pretty much Oracle EBS solutions to Oracle EBS customers across USA.
So tell us a little bit about where your role, where NTech's role starts and ends in the life cycle of eBusiness Suite or any Oracle application. So when a customer says, hey, I need to upgrade, I'm about to go end support, they come to you? Is that kind of how it starts?
Exactly, yeah. So that's a great question. So NTechSolve specializes in Oracle EBS solutions. So, you know, that means, you know, it specializes in all facets of it. You know, that means, you know, everything from requirements analysis, you know, through to the solution delivery, including post-implementation support. You know, we specialize both implementations and upgrades. And we have been working with Oracle EBS from very early releases, you know, completely through the entire life cycle, and so have a very strong background in several vertical markets. And many Oracle EBS applications, you know, like manufacturing, vertical, supply chain, products, you know, Oracle Financials, even the PLM products like Agile, sales compensation products, and so on and so forth.
So I know we get the opportunity to speak with a lot of folks from Oracle, and it's always changing. There are always new updates. There's always new technology, new pushes to cloud or whatever. Speak to the challenges of staying up on that and ahead of the customer, right? Because you got to stay in front of them because they're expecting you to be the knowledge source, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's an excellent point. You know, I think that is that's sort of what separates, you know, rest of the companies from, you know, companies from like NTechSolve. You know, NTechSolve specializes in Oracle EBS. You know, it's you know, these days, you know, you find a lot of consulting companies, you know, who have you know, what we call as a bait and switch, you know, kind of tricks, or one horse, many ponies, you know, those kind of, you know, tricks are, you know, fresh off the boat, masquerading as subject matter expertise, right? But, you know, we at NTechSolve, you know, we've been with Oracle EBS for a very long time. So like you rightly asked, the challenge is to stay in front, you know, as Oracle, you know, Oracle has done a phenomenal job of providing a very sophisticated set of solutions to customers in several vertical markets. And, you know, challenges for companies like NTechSolve has been to stay, so the way we do it is to select few areas, you know, and really specialize in that and provide deep level knowledge as opposed to superficial knowledge.
You're good at what you're good at, and the rest of it you say, hey, you know, that's not our thing. This is what we're really good at.
Correct, yeah.
Exactly. And you earn some respect with that, right?
Exactly, because it is not shallow knowledge.
Correct.
I mean, it is deep knowledge. Customers, you know, when we see us and when they see our personnel, they get the confidence, you know, the confidence of being able to provide on-time delivery, provide a skill set that is commensurate with their expectation, and then provide, you know, solutions that are not extremely investment intensive, if you will. You know, things
right.
that make sense for them.
They got to have the return on their investment.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, they're a business too.
Exactly. Exactly. And they are watching every cent.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as are you, right? I mean, they have to.
Exactly.
Everybody has to nowadays. And
exactly.
So speak to that a little bit. How do you qualify a return on investment? Because that's an art form to it, to a certain extent, right? You got to say, okay, look, you're spending this much money on us to do your upgrade, but this is how it's going to improve your business. I mean, how do you manage that expectation?
Okay, that is an excellent question. I mean, most of the time what happens is, you know, the business themselves are actually trying to justify. And in fact, majority of the times the IT management, you know, who are looking to do this kind of projects, you know, either implementation because they've got very old legacy systems which are torn, you know, which are broken, you know, which are Band-Aid based. And
exactly. Break, fix, maybe it's what you need, maybe it's not. Right.
Exactly. And they are looking at, you know, companies like Intaxall to provide them with adequate information that would facilitate those management personnel to be able to justify to the CFO and the CEO that, hey, you know, I'm going to cough up $500,000 or $1 million. And here is why, you know, this is worth it. You know, it's not anymore simply the olden days, you know, where, you know, product licenses needed to be, you know, met. Otherwise, you know, you are sort of
much more complicated.
Exactly. Now. Yeah. You really need to be able to show, quantify. You asked a brilliant question, which is,
I only ask those kind of questions, Venkat.
How do you actually justify this, right? I mean, that is, so we actually work with the customers and then go through their businesses and then sort of get them to outline what are the areas that are pain points to them, you know, and then provide a value, you know, what is the loss. You know, for example, we use what is the, like, key performance indicators, KPIs. So as an example, you know, like if you are in financials, you know, say receivables, there is something called days, you know, sales outstanding, you know, which is basically how many DSO it's called. It's the number of days it takes to get an invoice paid. I mean, as you all know, I mean, if the invoice is getting paid very late, you know, 2, 3 months, 4 months later, you're not getting the money.
Sure.
As a customer, right? So you need to be able to have solutions. So for example, you know, a good example in this case would be use of like a product like an advanced collection that used to be there in release 11i, and now it is merged into Oracle Receivables, you know, where it allows customers to proactively manage the receivables with their customers, right? So it gives them the option to really trim these kind of day sales outstanding,
sure.
You know, and provide tangible evidence to their management that, yes, you know, this option is a viable option.
And you're making them look like the heroes in the research, too. So you've got a supporter there, too, right?
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, companies like Intaxall, you know, we are facilitators, as I see it. You know, we are facilitators. We facilitate Oracle application products into providing business solutions. I mean,
sure.
It is not just implementation of the product. I mean, it's not some application setups or, you know, conversions or whatever, but it's actually going more, you know, deeper into providing a whole wide based solution, you know, that would basically address their pain points, you know, for the customers. So that's really what we attempt to do.
Now, if I'm a customer, Venkat, what I'm saying is, okay, great. He's saying they have all this expertise. Or he's saying that they're looking out for their best interest. Show me where you've done it, how you've done it, how it succeeded, right? Tell me a success story. That's what I want.
Super. So, you know, there is this company in the telecommunications. You know, most people know it. It's called Covad Communications. And, you know, they've been using Oracle EBS for a very long time. You know, they had 11 very highly customized Oracle 11i environment, and they were very apprehensive about upgrading to Oracle Release 12, you know, last year, but they really had a mandate to do that, you know, from the executive management because of many, you know, other reasons, you know, which is a little out of scope here. But just to make a long story short, essentially, you know, we helped them in managing the entire upgrade process in a 5-digit investment budget. That is
that's very low.
Yeah, very low. And how did we manage that? Because it is essentially the knowledge, the skill set, the confidence. You know, we've been there, we have done it. You know, we know what needs to be done. No bullshit, no nonsense. You know, just real old American integrity.
if you have a customer that has a bad experience, what are they going to do?
Exactly.
Tell everyone they know, and then that's how you grow a business, right?
Exactly. So that's sort of how, you know, then, you know, we upgraded in this case, you know, very successful upgrade to 12.1.3 last year. And, you know, they've been in production in release 12 now for 1 year.
Sure.
And, you know, they're just totally ecstatic, you know, with their experience, you know, of working with Intexol. So that's one of the ways that, you know, we've been able to, you know, I mean, this is one of the many success stories.
Right. I'm sure there are many more, but that's a great example, and I appreciate you sharing that. So Venkat, it's a lot going on here today. Happy you could stop by. I know you probably got a million places that you want to go and see. There's lots of cool booths.
Right.
Thanks for coming out, and where can folks go to learn more about Intexol?
Excellent. So one of the things that we also do is, you know, we provide bolt-on products, you know, to Oracle EBS applications. So for example, you know, there are areas like shipping, you know, within Oracle Sales Order Management and shipping, you know, with a third-party vendor, if you will, like UPS, LOTruck, LTL providers, you know, who have their own applications, and they are not necessarily totally integrated with Oracle. You know, if they are, you know, they require things like Oracle Warehouse Management application, which could be a little bit expensive for the customer. So in situations like that, you know, we provide an alternative with our product called EC Ship, you know, that allows a seamless integration to Oracle shipping, you know, with a third party, you know, it provides complete shipping manifesting. Then the other product, you know, that we have been able to successfully get on is called EC Serve, you know, which offers the field service personnel the capability to, you know, do real-time query using mobile devices of the inventory, and to, you know, allocate and issue and receive. You know,
so you guys do more than just e-business. I mean, you kind of...
Exactly. You know, we try to, you know, provide... That has been the point that I was trying to drive at, which is, you know, we provide a holistic solution within specialized market areas that we are very comfortable with, where we have deep experience as opposed to shallow.
Yeah. So if I'm one of those customers, how do I get in touch with you? Where do I find you guys?
Excellent. So intexol.com is our website. And then, you know, easiest way would be to email me. You know, venkat@intexol.com would be one way. Or just give us a call on the phone, you know, 562-397-9640.
Great. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on, Venkat.
Excellent. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Ryan. You know, I just wanted to say thanks to OAUG for this. I think it's actually sort of long overdue, in a sense, because, you know, OAUG has been around 25 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is an excellent introduction, and this gives an opportunity for smaller guys like me, you know, to be able to broadcast to a larger audience, you know, of the Oracle application users, you know, things that we have done, especially since we cover the USA, across USA.
Well, that's why they do it. You know, they're just about getting the good word out. So that's the goal.
Excellent. Thank you very much again.
No problem. I'm Michael Lauer here for the Business Radio X family and my co-host, Ryan McPherson. We'll see you in a little bit at Collaborate 2015.